This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. If you've got a four-legged friend, chances are you've scoped out dog-friendly green space in your neighborhood. This year, the Trust for Public Land actually ranked the 100 largest U.S. cities, according to dog parks. Bring a microphone into a dog park, and you've got curious onlookers right from the start. Like Gorda the pug. Owner Catherine Galindo says the special enclosure for small dogs at White Rock Lake in Dallas is a favorite spot for both of them, though she'd love a few more options.
I mean, who doesn't really love dogs? I mean, they're so pure. So, I mean, there's not really enough, you know, dog parks.
The rankings by the Trust for Public Land confirm that. Dallas ranks rather low, 85th for dog parks on the list of 100 biggest cities. Fort Worth and Plano are tied at 92nd. The rankings measure population against number of dog parks. Dallas has just 0.4 parks per 100,000 residents. The only North Texas city to crack the top 50 is Irving, ranked 40th. Dog owner Alan Rios says the good news is the parks Dallas does have are spacious and clean.
They're all really nice, and you can tell that the environment is taken care of well, and the dogs always have fun, and yeah, that's what it's all about.
Dixie Malloy thinks so, too. She loves bringing her dog to White Rock. His name is Puppy.
The little tiny black and white fluffy guy over there, smelling everyone.
She thinks bringing dogs to a dog park helps them socialize, and the bonds she makes with other owners are precious to her.
Oh, no. I don't think you could ever have enough dog parks.
So even if Dallas was ranked first, Malloy jokes there would still be room to improve. Courtney Collins, KERA News.